90.1 FM Turmoil with SFB, Bleep for Brains. I'm not allowed to say the first word on the air, but I guess you get the idea. That was Suburban Combat song. Before that, The Exploited with Alternative Civil Lies gave us Civil Lies, and The Verrucas started us off with Die for Your Government. With me in the studios tonight,
Spiny Norman.
Spiny Norman. How you doing, Spiny?
How you doing?
Okay, why don't you move up closer to the microphone so we don't get this echo here. So, how did you guys arrange to get R.J. Gumby to sing?
Excuse me?
Okay, Spiny, I gotta write this down because I know your real name and I don't want to give you away.
Thank you.
Spiny is the singer for a band called SFB. Bleep for Brains, and your cassette is called R.J. Gumby Sings, is that right?
No, the R.J. Gumby cassette.
Oh, it's the R.J. Gumby cassette.
R.J. Gumby Sings is one of the songs on it.
Oh, okay, I got it mixed up. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the band, and then we'll talk a little bit about the music. Tell us who's in the band currently.
Currently, we don't know. The old lineup was John Merrick on guitar, but he left, and Smegma on drums, and he left. The only one original is me and the
bass
player. John Phillips, the bass player. Right now, we got a new drummer, and hopefully we got a new guitarist, a guy named Mike Manis out in Port Jeff.
Okay, who's the new drummer? Yes.
I don't know his name.
Okay. Well, why don't we just introduce who else is here in the studio. So,
this is Richie Dye from the Defects.
Hello.
Okay. I want to ask you about a few songs here. First of all, the Suburban Combat songs, which was the first one we played. Mm-hmm. And why don't you explain a little bit about that song? Why do you want to trash it? You guys seem like a pretty placid group of people, and here you are destroying the Sheratons and stuff like that.
That was came about because if you look around on Long Island, I know a lot of people are going to get upset about this. All the punks are pretty wimpy. They just sit back and do nothing. And punk is synonymous with faggot right about now. Because when you go up to someone, oh, punks are all faggots. So I think we should put fear back in the word punk and start doing a little damage.
Violent guy.
He is pretty violent, man. So, for you, being a punk is mean just destroying other people's property?
No. Well.
So what does it mean to be a punk man on Long Island?
On Long Island? Nothing. There's no such thing as a punk on Long Island.
Then how would you describe yourself?
I'm not a punk.
You and me.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes.
Okay, but you're saying, you know, punks on Long Island are pretty lame right now. So who are the punks on Long Island? Are there any punks on Long Island?
I'm sure there's a few. We just don't know them because they don't do anything. I mean, if there were punks on Long Island, we'd have a place to put on shows. We'd have a lot more bands than there are out there now.
Well, the whole idea between, you know, the problem I see with putting on shows is that because Long Island's such an expensive place to live in, there's no cheap place to rent a hall or anything like that.
Oh, there's plenty of cheap places. Sparks was going to have it.
Why didn't they?
There's this Weimark thing.
Okay. Why don't you mention the Weimark thing since we're here? Just to change pace. Okay, I'll explain the Weimark thing.
Not anymore.
That's right, you're not. Okay, there's going to be a benefit at Sundance in Bayshore for Weimark, Young Musicians Against Cancer. And they're going to have four bands playing. SFM stands for Nothing, Knockout Dreams, the Suburban Defects, and a band called Syrup Zombies. And we're going to hear something from Suburban Defects real soon. But I'm going to get back to this Taylor song, because you want people to take action. What's a positive way someone can take action and get the respect back, I guess, for a punk on Long Island? What do you see as something respectable to get the punk back into punk?
That's a hard question.
Just start. Yeah, it is a hard question.
There must be something positive to sing about, you know, to sing about. I hear Youth of Today, I was playing before from Connecticut. They have a song called Youth of Today, and they have a very positive punk outlook. And is that just because they're from another area?
Most likely. The area has its own needs.
Long Island's a very strange place because everything's broken up. All the punks are on one side, and then you got the screams of, you know, the punks out here, and nobody's together.
So it's all like little quick groups then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what you want to get away from.
Yeah, get everybody together. I have everybody apart. Well, they've heard the same thing.
Yeah. So how would you attempt to get everybody together? Well, I told you they were going to be tough questions tonight.
Tell them to get rid of the attitudes and just be right instead of...
Well, there's no place to unite.
Well,
what about the old Jimmy's
room? Would you say remember your roots, sort of?
Well, those two songs sort of go together.
Yeah. Why don't you talk about remember your roots? Because hear you saying to go back to not caring about quality, just being wild and free.
That's true, because so many bands today are like so wrapped up in technology, why not play heavy metal?
Why are we doing that right now? They took your advice. So why don't we listen to Remember Your Roots and hear what they have to say on this song. Okay, Spiny?
Fire on this today.
Okay, here we go. FM, Turmoil, with SFB, Remember Your Roots. With me in the studio is Spiny Norman and Rich from the Suburban Defects, and we're having a little discussion here about the Long Island punk scene, things like that. And we were just talking about Remember Your Roots. There's a few lines that say, beating up on jocks or rousing the cops, and you're just saying how it's the other way around. The jocks are beating up you, and the cops are harassing you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to ask you, since I've already heard some of the comments about you two, just from... No, not like
comments,
not like that, how you went to visit a friend of mine, and she wasn't in, and the persons who were there said, you should have seen these characters that came in looking for Ronnie. And then they were talking about you, and I'm like, what?
That's typical. Where we go.
So you guys get, picked on a lot, huh?
Uh-huh. Sounds like you got to stick with a large bunch and you're all right. You are on period. It's kind of like...
Well, I don't understand it, though, because today I was walking in the Smith Haven Mall, and it seemed like there was, I don't know if these guys were punks or they had the punk dress-up look they bought in A&S, but these two guys were with the frizzed-up hair and the leather jackets and the combat boots, but they didn't really... I don't know if they were into it or they just dressed up like... You think punk now is sort of like taking over a fashion trend?
Yeah, but you can tell fashion and you can tell what's,
But it's really hard to tell sometimes, if the kid's a fashion punk or really is into some of the...
Well, Long Island most likely is a fashion punk.
Okay, going on.
Had something to say, but I lost it.
Sure, something very important.
Okay. We're going to talk about the SFB tape. And the next question I want to ask you, totally off the wall, is, Spiny, what's your fascination with Tom Carvel? Also, not only Tom Carvel, but also Monty Python with R.J. Gumby and the Piranha Brothers.
And Dinsdale,
which unfortunately I didn't have queued up for us right now, but...
Okay. Carvel?
Yeah. I know you have a song, Tom Carvel, you did a few tapes ago.
A while back.
Right. You just like the guy, Cookie Puss, and
yeah, I just like
that.
his mentality. He's the epitome of stupidity, if I said that right. He's a little guy trying to pretend to be one of the big guys and just trying to sell his product.
But is there something wrong with a little guy trying to be like one of the big guys? Isn't that what you're striving for, sort of, to get the recognition and
Well, I'm just so
respect.
Annoyed watching late-night TV and having them going, hey, Tom Carvel, come across 10 times a night with the same stupid cakes that are the same mold over and over. It's just a point where it's got to stop.
Okay. So actually, if you're going to trash them... If you're going to trash them, it would actually be the Carvel stores first.
Most likely, yeah. You'd have to, like, public utility.
Okay.
That's understandable.
Like Wilco?
Yeah.
Like I was saying.
Jim Carter's house.
As I was saying earlier, it seems, you know, talking about Long Island bands, things like that, not too many of them are really into
politics.
Is that because last week I played a little segment of something about Long Island punks just being rich, snobby kids.
That's true.
You think that's true? Because the guy who said it was saying it tongue-in-cheek.
Who said that?
I'm not going to name names. He's probably mad enough for me playing it, but he did come out and say, people think Long Island punks are just a bunch of rich, snobby kids, and it's absolutely true. And he was saying it in a jokingly manner. Do you think that it is true?
A lot of the rich punks just rejecting everything that's good and...
Yeah, the funny thing that gets me about the New York punks putting down Long Island punks is most of the New York punks come from rich families, and what makes them different is they just moved to the city to live on their own.
Yeah.
You know, they come from the same background.
People who buy brand new jeans, cut holes in the knees.
Yeah, there's a song called Suburban Rebel. I forgot the name of the band, where they just say, JP, go back to Great Neck.
I've heard that song. Yeah. It's awful.
You know, they talk about Long Island punks going back to Long Island, but I think we all have the same background, and the little segregation that goes on between groups isn't so cool.
Well,
opinions, comments.
Look at bands like the Agnostic Front, whose drummers all from, well, I know they're going through drummers all the time, but a lot of them come from Long Island, and that's the biggest band in New York City. Why are they putting down Long Island if their favorite band has a Long Island member in it? It's kind of stupid.
You see any reason for Long Island bands not going to play in New York?
Not to play in New York?
Yeah. How difficult it is for them to get shows?
It's not really difficult. It's a matter of wanting to, because of the same attitude that you're talking about.
Well, right now there's a big metal thing going on in the city.
Yeah, that too. It's like a...
crossover band. And
yeah.
I mean, PMS is... the whole matinee now at Seavey's is all metal bands.
Yeah.
And there ain't much of a crowd for actual punk rock anymore, or whatever you want to call it.
So you guys aren't into the metal thing that's happening?
I am a little bit. Not enough to go into Seavey's.
I can't speak for my whole band, some of my band members like the metal.
Well, the thing I don't like about the metal is just the dress-up and attitude that the members of the bands take. The music's okay. Some of the lyrics I can do without, but just the dressing up and...
The women's clothing
and the makeup and all the other stuff and the posing, I guess you can say.
Well, that's basically the posing.
You know, a
punk, of it.
A metal poser is a new term. Okay, why don't we listen now to Suburban Defects. We have a song here. Right? Rich, tell us all about it.
This song is called Stand Tall. This song is called Stand Tall, and it's basically about the... being proud of what you are and who you are, and go out, say, a lot like Thresh, it's go out and do what you believe is right.
Okay, why don't you just give us a rundown of the other members in Suburban Defects so they don't get mad.
There's Gilbert on bass, there's Don Juan on drums, and we have a new vocalist now for anybody listening, Brian the Rat.
Okay, Suburban Defects here on Turmoil. Right. 90.1 FM Turmoil with the Suburban Defects, and Stan Toll with me in the studios is Rich from the Suburban Defects, also Spiny Norman from SFB. Can you guys change your name so I can say it on the air? Okay, we're going to talk about, change the subject here a little bit, and talk about Crisis Cassettes, which is Spiny Norman's sort of little label. A little hobby on the side where he spends whatever money he makes and throws it all away. But why don't you tell us a little bit about Crisis Cassettes, because in your record you say you'll help any band record, distribute, release a cassette, or get shows, most likely at your cost.
Most likely.
So why don't you tell us about what got Crisis Cassettes started, and what's happening, what's new can we expect from Crisis Cassettes, and what's available if people are interested in writing away for it?
What's available is the old SFB cassette. The compilation we did is sort of out of print. Richie has another comp coming up, just all Long Island bands, which is what the first comp started out, but there weren't enough bands to fill up 2 minutes, much less 90 minutes.
There still aren't that many. It's still going to be...
Well, there's a lot of crossover between bands, it seems. Drummers are switching, and guitarists in this band is also in that band, and...
It seems like it's all just one big band.
Yeah. There's like maybe 15 musicians out there with them.
We did is sort of out of print. Richie has another comp coming up, just all Long Island bands, which is what the first comp started out, but there weren't enough bands to fill up 2 minutes, much less 90 minutes.
Mm. There still aren't that many. It's still going to be...
Well, there's a lot of crossover between bands. It seems drummers are switching and guitarists in this band is also in that band. Yeah.
It seems like it's all just one big band.
There's like maybe 15 musicians out there with 28 bands. Mm-hmm. So what else can we expect from Crisis? Suburban Defects cassette?
Yeah,
that's coming up. It started out just me getting pissed off, sitting home every night, doing nothing. So the only way to do something is to get out and do it yourself. So the only people that called so far was Richie, doing a tape with him, the Suburban Defects.
Which we've been doing for a year now.
And a band called Suburban Terror. They just called up, needed my help, and I'm getting my bass player and just giving them anything I can possibly do. So if anyone has a band out there, just call up and I'll see what I can do for you.
No, why don't you give the number out?
It's 979-0280. Don't call now because I'm not home.
You'll get his answering machine. Okay,
they
so that. Okay, how do you finance most of this? Is this self-financing, money from other tapes that are?
Well, when I had a job, it was mostly stuff from my pocket.
So none of the bands would actually help contribute to it, or?
Well, not really. The comp I did totally out of my own pocket. I actually lost money on it. Now that I have a job, don't have a job, I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Okay. All right, so if you want to make a contribution to Crisis, because that's also tax-deductible nonprofit organization.
Cash only.
Okay, one last thing I want to make note of with the SFB tape. It was mixed by Max Bovine. Any comment on... You were just talking about the mix before.
What do you mean? He's a nice guy. the famed Max Bovine SFM.
Well, you know, why don't you tell about how the tape got recorded a little bit? It's definitely not something you just set up at the end of the garage and started playing.
Not something we set up at the end of the basement. I started recording.
But you brought Max in, and as I was talking to Max the other night, it's you guys improved or he did a great mix, and he said it was a combination of both.
Yeah.
So,
Well, the last tape was a 2-track.
Yeah.
And this tape was a 4-track. Of course, we did have a little bit more time to think things out. And he did an excellent job on the tape.
Okay, that's because he's standing right behind
I
you.
See
Okay, let's wrap it up then. Thank you guys for coming down. Anything else you want to say that I might not have covered? I know we jumped around really quickly to a bunch of different areas, and maybe. You have some thoughts or anything like that, or you just want people to get active again?
Just people get active again.
Yeah. Go around and tell the places where the shows go on that you want to see more shows. Call them up.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one problem. If Long Island, I think, had a club, it's not a central place for people to get together, things would be a lot better. There's really no outlet for new music to be played.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's the next thing for Crisis. All right. Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Spiny.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That. And we're going to end up with another SFB song. This is called Howard. Any comment on this?
Not really. That's my guitarist there.
Who's the guitarist? Ex-guitarist doing this one. I shouldn't have played this one, but we'll listen to it anyway. This is Howard from SFB here on Turmoil. Turmoil with SFB, and that was Howard.